Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 182 for Friday, December 11th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher Friday, riding a groundswell of support from the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2.50 higher, with the January contract coming in at $476.40 a ton, while the March contract came in at $485.60 a ton. The Canadian dollar was half a cent lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which typically makes canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Slow farmer selling was supportive, along with steady interest from crushers. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which helped to underpin the market. Canola is very affordable right now compared to other vegetable oils, which was bullish for the market. However, U.S. soybeans and soy oil were both lower, which limited the gains. Commercial buying is lukewarm and shows no signs of pushing prices higher. Canola ran into some technical resistance on the charts, while the improving state of the South American soybean crop was bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 6 cents, with the January contract coming in at $8.72 a bushel. The market was lower with increased world competition. As well, farmers in Argentina are getting closer to selling their vast stockpile of soybeans as the country's new president was sworn in yesterday. Brazil's crop agency CONAB also increased its estimates of Brazilian soybeans from 100 million to 102 million metric tons. Corn was 4 cents weaker, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.75 a bushel. Traders took profits ahead of the weekend. Prices were also correcting somewhat after hitting a 5-week high on Thursday. The sliding price of crude oil weighed down corn. Commercial buying has been fairly strong, though, which limited the losses. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents lower. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.92 a bushel. Forecasts are calling for the U.S. Southern Plains to get more rain. That is expected to help the hard red winter wheat crop. Massive global supplies of wheat and fierce competition from South America and the Black Sea region also put pressure on prices. The U.S. dollar is also strong, which was bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.